Warning: the following podcast, which contains strong language and mature content, is unsuitable for children or for the faint of heart. The subject matter discussed will be frightening and graphic in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
When you want to hear about the paranormal, you get the Spooked Girls. True crime that makes you hypothermal with the three Spooked Girls. Stabby snippets will give you dreams. Tara and Jessica will make you ask great, along with the Spooked Girls. Bring on the slaughter. We on that haunted ground. The three Spooked Girls.
Hey, Spooksters, and welcome back to another episode here on Three Spooked Girls. My name is Tara, and as always, I'm here with my ghoul friend, Jessica.
Hello.
Hello. And today we're bringing you guys, oh my gosh, this episode is just making Jessica and I both so happy. As you can see by the title, we're going to be talking about the history and lore and superstitions, all things black cats, because Jessica and I are both black cat owners and obviously spooky. This is spooky shit.
It's true.
It fits in.
It's true.
And you know what else? It made me happy that we were like, ooh, we should do this, is because it reminds me of the OG times when we did like fairies and vampires. Oh, you know yeah. what I'm saying? When we did this like general subject and then just kind of like, you know, presented whatever we talked about. So it gave me those vibes. So I'm really excited. So OG Spooksters, I'm sure you'll be excited as well. But if you are new here, hello and welcome. And thank you for checking out our show. And of course, returning Spooksters, welcome back. If you guys would like to hang out with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads with the handle at Three Spooked Girls. We also have our amazing Facebook group that literally brings me joy every day. So shout out to Anthony and the group. He posted a meme from this TV show, You, and it's got Joe on like his phone texting, and it says, he be killing people and still be able to text back. Don't settle for less, ladies. And I just like, yes. It's so true. He was doing the most, even though, you know, he's a serial killer. But it just made me so happy. And then like Anthony commented on the thread of it like yesterday, and it just made me crack up again all over. So, you know, if you want little bits of joy like that, go join the Facebook group. It's a lot of fun. We do a lot of cool different stuff. And if you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/threespookedgirls. For as little as a dollar, you get one bonus episode a month. Five and up gets ad-free episodes released the day prior. And anytime we have exclusive video content, like when we did Vital Conversations, our five and up patrons get all that goodness as well. And that's really all I got. So we're going to just go ahead and dive on in. So we're going to start with the roots. So kind of like different countries, time periods, and things like that. So Egypt is kind of, I think, the first one everyone thinks of when it comes to cats in general, probably. And that's because Egyptians, they worshipped a cat goddess known as Bastet. And Bastet was known as a goddess of cats and was seen as a guardian against evil spirits and disease. And domesticated cats were believed to bring in good luck to the owners and were seen as magical creatures. As a cat owner, I agree. And we both agreed to how they treat them at home. So it's like, shout out to, I guess, them paving the way for us on that. With Egyptian times, cats were treated like royalty. They would even dress them in jewels and kept them very well fed.
I've really been thinking that I want to purchase the cats some sort of like bling.
Yeah.
But they hate wearing their collars.
Mine too. Yeah.
But part of me wants to, just because.
Right, just to try. I know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
I think it's so cute when you see cats wearing like little like necklaces and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, look how adorable they are. But my cats try to eat all of my jewelry, so.
Mm. Why don't you just get like a blingy collar and just try it?
Because they hate their collar.
We'll start with like a not so expensive one.
Yeah. I don't think cat jewelry is that expensive. Also, bracelets are just cat size. Like big bracelets are just cat size things.
You're right.
I don't know why I'm thinking too much into this.
That's just how this episode's gonna go, and yeah. I love it. It's fine.
I'm literally staring at Hades, who's like staring back at me like, Mom, are you done yet? Can we play?
No, I can't have my cats. Well, I could have the girls in here, but Dante definitely no, because he's a hoodlum little boy. Parkour is his favorite pastime.
Love it.
But back to the Egyptians. So some cats were even mummified after they died, and they had in their society extremely severe punishments for injuring or killing a cat, including a death sentence.
Agreed.
And the early Middle Ages, so we're talking like 8th century, right? Sailors and fishermen loved black cats, and they loved to have them as sailing companions, and also saw them as symbols of good luck. And of course, helped with the rats.
Right.
And additionally, you know, because technology did not exist, they pretty much used cats. They would watch their behavior to help give them indicators on if like severe weather was coming. I'm like, that's interesting.
Hades, Freya, you're slacking.
Right. There's this book called Weather Proverbs. There's several passages and stuff about cats' weather predicting behavior, which includes sneezing as a sign of rain, snoring, meaning bad weather is approaching. And apparently, if a cat was grooming itself, that meant good weather is coming. And fun fact, so there's a Celtic legend called the Cat Sith. And this is a shape-shifting witch with the power, she's basically McGonagall, to transform into a black cat.
Mm.
But the witch can only do this 8 times. On the 9th time, that's when she becomes a cat forever.
This gives like, do you remember like that show? There were books like the Animorphs.
Yes.
Or something. Remember how like they could only do it like a certain amount of times? Nope. I'm backing up. That's wrong. They could only be like,
was it like they could only be in whatever form for a certain amount of time?
Yes. And if they were in it too long, then they would
like be trapped,
be stuck. I've watched very few episodes, but I remember someone got stuck as a hawk and it was a whole thing.
Interesting. And also fun fact, this is like one of my new like favorite urban legends, because according to some historians, this cat Sith is what inspired the old wives' tale or the myth that cats have 9 lives.
Oh.
Now, with these kind of legends, of course, there's more than one version of it. And in the other versions, the cat Sith isn't a witch, but a fairy who also can transform into a black cat that has a white patch on its chest. It's described as a mischievous figure known for stealing the souls of the dead as they wait for burial.
Oh my God, I love that.
Right.
It's like, you know, I'm going to collect all my lives because I'm just going to go over and like take them. Thank you, please.
It's said that the cat Sith is a huge influence on the rituals around Celtic funerals, which would make sense if that's the legend they believe. You can prevent this. To prevent a soul from being stolen, the funeral goers would need to play music and games and ask each other riddles, have light, warm of fires, and my favorite part, leave catnip in all the rooms of the house except for where the body of the deceased is.
Oh, so like it'd be like, go over here and get high.
Distractions.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Thought this was cool too. So on Samhain, which we've talked about mm-hmm. on Patreon and on the main feed, farmers would leave out saucers of milk for the cat Sith to appease the fairy.
I like that. I like that so many cultures, they have these kind of like dark lores and people are like, this is how you appease it. And they're so like nice. It's like, I gave it a saucer of milk and then the cat doesn't fuck with them.
Yes. And if you don't, if you forget or you're like, nah, fuck this shit. Well, guess what? The fairy's gonna be pissed at you.
Does it eat you?
No, it puts a curse on your cows.
On your cows?
Yes.
Okay. So like your livelihood is at stake. Oh, I wonder if like dairy farmers do this shit. You know how like farmers are like superstitious about shit? Like I wonder if they do that. Is that why they have barn cats? I mean, besides the...
Ooh, maybe. There's a more little bit darker one. We have one more little quick one. There's not a lot of info on it. So there's a ritual with this. which involved burying the bodies of cats over 4 days. And participants did this to summon the Cat Sith. And in this version, the Cat Sith is also called Big Ears, who would then grant them a wish for all of those who partook in this ritual.
I love that. I mean, I don't love that, but I love that.
Right.
I wish they would have found a better way to like summon the Cat Sith, but I'm just gonna say every time you say Sith in my head,
Star Wars.
I think Star Wars.
Yeah. And you already are going to know all this. So for those that aren't familiar with Norse mythology, two black cats pulled the chariot of Freya. And Jessica has a cat named Freya.
That's why my cat is named Freya.
She's amazing. And this lore may have been inspired by the Kellas. It's K-E-L-L-A-S cat.
Mm-hmm.
These are cryptids. That's what they're classified as. So Kellas cats are an interspecific hybrid of Scottish wildcats and domestic black cats that can grow up to 3 to 4 feet long.
Damn. I mean, Hades is well on his way.
I'm like, these are Maine Coons, like, basically.
They're Maine Coons.
So these creatures are named after the village of Kellas, and I'm so sorry because I know somebody's like being like, bitch, as I say it. I'm sorry. These big cats achieved notoriety in the 1980s when a series of specimens were caught and trapped by local gamekeepers. While none are reported in captivity, mounted specimens of the oversized black cat are on view in Aberdeen and other museums. So I'm like, that's so cool.
I love that.
Right? I'm like, I love that so much. Now, it's kind of like, okay, so when did black cats start to become negatively viewed? So, talked about the early Middle Ages, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as they got further into the Middle Ages, that's when things went bad for black cats. The talk of all these lores that I told you guys about with the fairy and everything started to kind of like circulate. And they took it and kind of course, twisted this. And it evolved to the cat or the Cat Sith, whatever one you want to go with, was a black fairy with the white spot on its chest, which is why some cats look like that. They really played into like the stealing souls thing. And you know what, though? I have to say, if the Cat Sith is taking dead people, souls, it's kind of like, but they're dead.
But then they don't get to go to like heaven or hell.
This is true. And speaking of the church, it's been documented as far back as the 13th century when an official church document called Vox in Rama was issued by Pope Gregory the Ninth on June 13th, 1233. In this document, black cats were declared as an incarnation of Satan. The decree marked the beginnings of the Inquisition and church-sanctioned witch hunts of black cats. And initially, their motivation, quote-unquote, was behind this was to squash the growing cult of Luciferians, which like Lucifer, in Germany. But it just spread all throughout Europe that cats were these evil, horrible beings. Although early Christian church in Europe coexisted with witches, but as the church gained power and decrees and talk flew everywhere, and all I can think of is fucking Umbridge at this point, they saw, you know, witches as their competition because they were, you know, going to the witches. People were going to the witches instead of them. So no, can't have that.
It's amazing what an entire belief system is built on is the fact of a bunch of insecure men are like, wow, people would rather go sit in a forest and like meditate and like do that kind of shit than be like scolded.
Yeah. There's obviously like a whole community that talks about like, you know, all of this history. And when researching, I came across an individual who's a Wiccan priestess and author named Saridwen Falling Star. And she says, quote, witches honored the natural world, having deep respect for plants and animals, affection between human and animal, therefore began to be seen as diabolical or devilish. And the old lady with her cats became seen as suspect. Cats, like the women accused of witchcraft, tend to exhibit a healthy disrespect of authority. They don't fawn, like dogs, upon even the unworthy. In the church, neither independent women nor independent animals were to be tolerated, end quote. Which we all know, if you've been here a minute, like we did Salem witch trials and stuff like that, like back in like 2019 or so. Now, of course, speaking of that, eventually this fear around black cats made its way across the Atlantic Ocean thanks to Puritan colonists. And they are the ones that brought this idea that, you know, witches could turn into cats and all this other shit. Woo, scary. If I could turn into a cat, I'd just be a cat all the time.
I know.
And so like cats were just killed all the time. And it was just kind of like a karma moment, in my opinion. So obviously, like in the Middle Ages, they fucking killed black cats like left and right. Right. And of course, some people were blaming cats for the spread of the bubonic plague.
Right.
And use that as another reason. But all of that, just like them killing all the cats, fucked them, because it was actually the rats.
The fleas on the rats.
Yes. So when they had the cats were killing them. But now you don't have cats. So now they had all those rats. So sucks to fucking suck.
Right. And the fact that like the reason they'd be like, well, the women are witches is because cats have always kind of been a companion of women because they're indoors. Most cats are indoors. So they weren't getting bitten by the fucking fleas that were on the rats, because the rats are like, I'm going to fucking go in that house because there's a cat in there.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And they were like, oh, they're a witch because they haven't got the plague.
It's like, no, they have a cat. That's fucking why, you idiot.
I just love that, like, over the our history, it's like in humanity, that men, like, this isn't a men bashing moment, but this is like as a group, like a whole, men are like, I don't understand something. We stab it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It always takes like hundreds of years later. Like, we don't learn our lesson very quickly. But then they're like, oh, well, the reason those women didn't die is because they didn't have rats in their house. My PSA for this week, guys, my soapbox. I haven't done that in a while. But if you don't understand something, don't stab at it. Ask questions about it. Because then you learn. And the more you learn, the more you know.
Reading Rainbow.
I don't think it's the Reading Rainbow.
I thought it was.
No. I thought that was the PSAs from like the 80s, 90s. You did this the other day and I died.
Yeah. And Reading Rainbow was like in the 80s.
I don't think they were connected. I just think they had like a similar vibe.
Oh.
But for continuity.
Yeah. No. And it's just like, it's wild because obviously this worked for the churches. It did exactly what they wanted it to. People became so afraid of black cats that if they came across one, they would literally go pay their priest to bless them.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, some other fun superstitions that maybe you may or may not know is that in certain parts of the world, it's been said that if a black cat gets accidentally soaked, out of revenge, the cat will make it rain. And kind of like going back to the pirates and whatnot, there's a belief that if a black cat sits down for a good grooming, you need to pay attention because the cat is telling you someone's coming. Like, it's a sign that someone's coming. So be prepared for a visitor of some sort. Because they just trying to look their best. So they're like, bitch, go clean up. Go get some fucking pants on. But apparently, dreaming of black cats can mean a few different things. And it usually depends on your feelings or views about them. So generally, dreams about black cats mean something magical or wonderful is ready to happen to you. Or if you view them negatively, if you dream about them, this could be like a bad omen, like a sign that there's going to be some bad news coming. Now, Japan and France both consider black cats to be lucky. And in Japan, black cats are especially lucky for single women and will help them to be lucky in love.
Aww.
Right. And also in Japanese culture, the fortune cats, they also believe that black cats of those are used to keep evil away. So I'm like, I love this. Gonna bring you good luck in love and keep evil shit away. I also mentioned France. So in France, it is believed crossing paths with a black cat means something magical will happen. They advise you keep your eyes open for both black cats and the magic that follows. Now, apparently Germany's kind of like undecided. There's some people there that think the black cats are lucky and some that think they're unlucky. It just kind of depends what happens after, what's the aftermath for you type of thing. And so they're very undecided. But of course, it's said that there's parts of Europe still, which we've already talked about, Italy, and of course, people in the US, like people everywhere, there are always going to be people who think black cats are a bad omen type of thing. But apparently in Italy, you don't want it to come visit you, because if a black cat comes to you while you're in bed, this is a sign that someone that is sick in your life will die.
What if you own a black cat?
I feel like that's different, because mine come bug me everywhere I am in my house at all times.
Hades literally lays on my, like, near my face every night.
Yeah. So, guys, that's going to go ahead and wrap us up for today. We hope you enjoyed, maybe learned a little bit about this history on the lore of black cats. Let us know if you guys know any, like, fun folklores, urban legends, stuff like that. This kind of stuff's always just so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I would go to venture that our spooksters wouldn't really see them as a thing of, like, bad luck or anything like that, because we're spooky fans. But I am curious what you believe as far as black cats, even like growing up too. I remember all the time, like, hearing that, oh my god, if a black cat crosses the street and you driving on it, that's bad luck and all this other shit.
Right.
I always like to hear what, like, other people's experiences are from other places with these kind of things, because it can vary.
And if you have one, go to the Facebook group into the discussion thread and put a picture of your black cat.
Oh my god, yes, please. You will see pictures of ours, because we will put them in the thread too.
Mine is huge. I just warn everyone.
Yeah.
He's like, if you remember when I, like, did the hard launch of him and he was so tiny, and now he's like
giant.
He's so big.
I know. Dante's still a small boy, but he's definitely gotten bigger too.
Freya is growing like the norm. Like, she's a little, like, the vet says she's like a little bigger than most cats her age, but like she's like just slightly. So it'd be like the kid who's just a little taller. And then there was like my fucking brother who is like 6 foot in the sixth grade, you know? So that's Hades.
He's an overachiever, but it's okay. We love it. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, and we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Toodles.